The great greenwashing debate is back. Greenwashing is when companies claim that what you're buying is environmentally friendly when it isn't. The concern this morning comes from the government's own eco-labelling brand Environmental Choice. General Manager Francesca Lipscomb is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
So the term isn't new. What are you seeing? Are things getting worse?
Yes, they are. Greenwashing really is a big issue for New Zealand consumers who are increasingly wanting to make better purchasing decisions. And look, greenwashing could be as simple as a picture of a dolphin or a leaf on the label of a product, which implies certain environmental credentials. Mm. Or a really common one that we're seeing at the moment is the claim of all natural or all natural ingredients. And of course, arsenic and formaldehyde are natural ingredients. So this is not necessarily something to boast about.
So what are the rules and regulations around it? Is it very, very clear as to what you can and can't do?
No, it's not. And look, a lot of greenwashing is not in fact telling lies, but making sort of vague, irrelevant or misleading claims. And I guess this just muddies the water for genuine, independent third-party verification of green or environmental credentials.
So do we need some proper rules? Because the two examples you gave are interesting. One, the photo of a dolphin. What's wrong with a photo of a dolphin in the broadest of senses, as opposed to saying it's all natural? I mean, it either is or it isn't, isn't it?
Yes, well, that's right, but I guess that all natural isn't necessarily good.
Mm. But that's what I'm saying. With a very specific claim, you've got to have rules around that it's either correct or it isn't. But, I mean, a photo of a dolphin doesn't imply anything other than the inference that you might want to take out of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that, a manufacturer is not doing anything wrong by putting a picture of a dolphin on their package. And it just means that consumers need to do their homework. And if they're serious about making better purchasing decisions, then they need to look a little bit deeper than a picture on a label.
Do we have work that tells us what the link is between a purchaser and a claim? I mean, do claims drive sales?
Yes, look, I think they do. There's not a lot of research on that I'm aware of. There was a Colmar Brunton survey last year, the Better Futures report, that shows that over 80% of New Zealanders would stop buying a company's products if it found they were acting irresponsibly. And so people care.
All right. Appreciate your time very much. We need some rules. Need some specific rules and regulations, don't we? Francesca Lipscomb, General Manager of Environmental Choice, with us this morning.